Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we dive deep into the frontline shifts of AI-powered sales. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis, and yes, this is my AI-cloned voice. Today, we're talking about something seismic, the leap from seat-based go-to-market models to truly agent-native autonomous revenue architecture. Let's land this up front. Enterprise revenue is quietly but fundamentally shifting. The revolution isn't about giving sales teams better AI tools or smarter co-pilots. The big news this week, the groundwork for autonomous systems is being laid at not as helpers, but as doers, as actors inside your core revenue machine. Vendors are hardening the governance, execution, and permission layers so agents can actually produce revenue, not just advice on it. This matters because the unit of design just changed. It's no longer about roles, checklists, or handoffs between humans. It's about governed workflows, machine commitments, and exception handling boundaries. If you treat this as a productivity tool layer, you'll simply automate yesterday's org chart. But if you treat it as new architecture, you'll redesign how pipeline is created, qualified, forecasted, and audited for the next decade. Let's talk about the news that's pushing us over the tipping point. First, ServiceNow made a power move, positioning their platform not just for ticketing or automation, but for autonomous work. Their new autonomous workforce is a set of AI specialists able to perform end-to-end actions in workflows with built-in governance and deep integrations across Microsoft, Nvidia, you name it. Why does this change the game? The platform isn't about UI productivity anymore. It's about policy enforcement, identity, auditability, and exceptions. In revenue, that means things like quote to cash and case to renew get lights out execution as a default. Humans get looped in only for the edge cases. Your workflows now become products with SLAs, error rates, permissions, and escalation logic front and center. Who wins here? Operators with system discipline, clean entitlement models, and measurable workflows. If your team already tracks cycle time and leakage, autonomy is a margin expander. Who loses? Orgs living in tribal knowledge and Ask Jane dependencies. Agents will surface friction instantly because autonomy exposes ambiguity the second it tries to act. Next up, Salesforce drew a line in the sand with Headless 360, the big reveal. A CRM that isn't just for humans to click through, but one that's fully executable by agents. The opportunity record isn't a passive dashboard anymore, it's an instruction set. Agents can own micro stages, inbound triage, meeting scheduling, even first pass qualification and pricing assembly. If your pipeline stages are standardized and your rules are clear, you slash handoff tax and human error. But if your CRM is full of subjective entries and undefined rules, agent execution isn't your friend. It's chaos amplified. And here's the big market proof. Google just clocked an 800% jump in AI agent revenue with AI capacity spend establishing itself as a true board-level number. Translation, companies are shifting budget from headcount and consulting to autonomous throughput. CROs and CFOs aren't just asking how many sales reps anymore. They're asking how much autonomous capacity did we buy and what did it produce. The performance layer shifts from activity, email sent, calls logged, to governed outcomes, qualified meetings, conversion lift, cycle time reduction, all auditable and traceable by design. We're seeing autonomy break out of sales and into every revenue adjacent function. ServiceNow's expansion proves this is cross-enterprise now. If agents have the ability to trigger discounts, route legal reviews, or activate entitlements, you can't run revenue as a semi-independent toolchain anymore. Revenue policy, finance, security, and IT must be orchestrated. permission models, exception handling, and audit trails, all stitched together. So what does your future revenue organization look like? The org chart splits along new lines, human relationship work on one side, autonomous execution work on the other. SDR and SMB AE roles increasingly compress into autonomous pipeline services supervised by a leaner human team focused on exceptions and high-value deals. RevOps evolves. It's less about builds, more about orchestrating policies, permissions, and auditability. Forecasts shift from rep-level narratives to system-level telemetry, autonomous stage progressions, buyer signal verifications, and exception chains. Here's a reality check. If you're seeing new AI features bolted onto broken processes, measuring agent success by volume activity instead of governed outcomes, or you've got fragmented accountability and permissioning, that's automation theater, not autonomy, and it's a short road to chaos. If I were a CRO, I'd run a 30-day experiment, pick one motion, say inbound lead to meeting, and script it as a set of pre-written auditable policies. The success isn't more automated calls, it's a measurable drop in time to first touch, a verifiable meeting quality score, and a taxonomy of clean exceptions. If you can't govern one stage, don't scale. Autonomy exposes risk before it delivers performance. Let's wrap with a challenge. Autonomy is not a feature, it's a re-architecture of what revenue work is. The companies that win will have the clearest policies and the best audit trails, not the most agents. Trust isn't cultural anymore. It's an architectural asset, and it's on the CRO to build it. That's it for this week's episode of the Agentic Revenue Brief. If this got your gears turning, share it with your team, subscribe, send in your experiment stories, and as always, keep innovating, keep designing, and keep making agentic revenue real. Until next week, this is Tim Kortinovis signing off.